look at a massive showbiz introduction. And we have a woo! There we go. I'm joined in the studio by the gorgeous, taking a picture of himself, by the gorgeous.
I'll take a picture of you, Michelle, actually.
Oh, don't do that, for God's sake. Don't post that anyway. Joined in the studio by the very gorgeous and lovely and multi-talented Lee Luscious. Hello, Lee.
Is that me you're talking about?
Yeah, I am talking about. Can you sit still for 5 minutes?
I'm trying to find a popper.
Oh, hang there we on. Go. There we
this
go.
This is to all the Jedward fans out there tuned in right now.
Whoop-dee-doop.
And one broken microphone, I'm kidding. And now we are going to be talking about Jedward, because I know we've got a lot of...
Because Michelle is obsessed with them.
No, I've never met them, but I think I'm going to. Apparently they treat their new fans nicely, but we'll talk about that in a while.
Oh.
Could be their newest fan. Wouldn't get away from me. Now, you've come in today. I did say you've been away for a year, and what I just have to clear this up, because
yeah,
when I said you've been away for a year...
Yeah, you had me a bit worried for a minute, Michelle.
I meant
I'd been away.
No, the radios... What, you didn't realise you'd been away?
I don't realise
I've been away for a
didn't
year.
I'd been away.
Now, Lee has got a fantastic album out called The Look.
Have you got The Look?
Parental advisory, because it's got slightly explicit lyrics, just to do...
Only a little bit.
Okay, the ones we're going to play today haven't, so that's...
You hope.
No, they haven't, so we'll be absolutely
my
fine.
My voice has gone really deep, hasn't it?
No, it's fine. Yeah. You've got a bit of a cold. So
I know,
struggling,
it's great,
isn't
it? I need to go and record a song right now.
Tell us about how long you've been playing music and describe your music.
I feel like I'm in therapy now. I've been playing music for about 15 years, maybe a bit more.
What made you want to pick the guitar up? Because it isn't... Because you do play... I have to say, when you play guitar, it's very difficult to play bar chords. And I'm not saying that in a patronising way to a woman. It's difficult for women to play the guitar, I think, because of the strength of your hands.
It when is quite, it's bar chords.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, it is. I liked the sound of it, and I sort of just... I got hold of a guitar, and then I just taught myself, really. Like, I got a book and just started playing along to stuff. And I'll try not to keep sniffing.
That's all right, don't worry. Just don't wipe your nose on the microphone, because that'd be...
I try not to do that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, like, I liked the sound of the guitar, so that's why I first started.
So what sort of bands do you like listening to?
I love Eminem. He just speaks my language. He's like... The things that he sings, it's like, it just means a lot to me. But I love the Libertines, Arctic Monkeys, and Jedward.
Which is a little bit of a mixture.
It's a bit of a mix. I love the Clash as well.
Yeah.
But I quite like Motown as well. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Mum.
And my sister, Tracy. Hey, Trace, who's doing the housework right now. And I also want to say hello to Melissa, who's a Jedward fan. Billy, who's also a Jedward fan. Ruby, who's a Jedward fan and a Ryland fan. And to Steve, who's a Lushette. I want to say hello to Heather, even though she's here in the studio. Hi, Heather. I love you, Heather. And I want to say happy birthday to Roxy. It's Roxy's birthday today.
Oh, happy
today.
Birthday, Roxy.
And I don't know if she's tuned in, but if she is, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Roxy. Happy birthday to you. Whoop-de-doop.
There we go. Can I ask
and
you...
And to Jay. Say hello to Jay. He won't be listening. He's at work.
Oh, right.
But I just want to say hello to him.
He can listen back
on
me a bit.
Because
I love Jay. Now, we're talking
and
about
also
music.
To Ryland and John and Edward, because they're all bound to be listening right now.
Well, you don't know, do you? Yeah. I think the twins.
I also want to say hello. Sorry, I also want to say hello to them. The people that run Barking and Dagenham's Got Talent.
Yeah. Tell us about the competition.
It's run by Barking and Dagenham. It's held in the library in Dagenham. So it's a really nice new idea, because you know it's not just about going into the library and borrowing books, and they're trying to sort of build like a community thing going where people can come in, and they do like an open mic every last Thursday of the month. So that's really cool, and at the moment they're doing a competition called Barking and Dagenham's Got Talent.
Yep.
And the prize is like, I think it's 4 hours in the recording studio, and you get a video made. So it's like a really, really good prize, and that is they're sponsored by some people called Chart House Music.
Yep.
Who are like the UK's number one artist development company. So if there's any singers out there that needs like help or advice with their music career, they can go along to them for like a consultation. But I went there the other day to meet a guy there called Lawrence, and they're really good. They've got like a lot of connections with different record companies and stuff, and they sort of, they'll put you in touch with other people, give you advice and stuff like that. But they're sponsoring the whole event. So it's a really good competition. for anyone that wants to like record a single, put a video out, you know.
Well, you've got loads of music and videos and photographs.
Yeah. You can always go on to Barking and Dagenham's Got Talent on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they've got details of all the auditions on there.
Well, good luck for that. Now, we're going to kick off with the title track taken from the album, which I play out a lot on Phoenix FM because I really do like the track. This is called Love Struck.
Why are you looking at me like that, Michelle?
Come on.
Well, this song is about someone that I used to like. It's about if you really like someone and you're a bit obsessed with them and you feel totally like love struck, almost love sick, if you know what I mean, and you can't stop thinking about them, and so it's all about them feelings that you get when you're love struck.
Here we go. This is Lee Lush's taken from the album The Look. This is Lee with Love Struck.
Love struck. I'm
Right, that was Love Struck, which we play here loads at Phoenix FM. Now, I think you might be being videoed, in fact, after 12 o'clock when you play live. Do you like that? Are you excited by that?
Yeah. What sort of video is this, Michelle?
It's going to be for Phoenix FM. So when we get live, so there you go.
Whoop-de-dup.
Didn't know that. Now, Paul's just come in, who owns a station, grabbed a copy of your book, which you can't believe. It's not like a paperback, is it? It's like an encyclopedia.
you could kill someone with that
book. I think Phoenix is actually mentioned in the book, isn't it? Phoenix,
of course it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I'm always going on about your show, Michelle, throughout the book.
Yeah,
telling everyone to tune in.
Found it.
Did you
straight
actually
away.
Just
yeah, went straight
away.
To it. Found it.
Yeah.
I saw your name and I saw a lot of swearing, Michelle.
Oh, right. So. No, there is a little bit of swearing in the book.
Is there? Right.
This book is over 18s.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe over 21s, to be honest. If you do read it and you're under the age of 18, you should avoid the chapter 50 Shades of Luscious.
Right, okay.
Oh, hang on a minute. Going straight to it.
Paul's going straight to right now.
Can you help us out with
what you said? It's got a little sticker in there, but there we go. Tell us about, so you've written a book before.
Yeah.
Which was featured heavily with Jedward, because I have to say that
you are
a massive fan, and there is a fandom, which I didn't really know about, for Jedward. So how did you first kind of, because you've said about, you know, you like the Clash and the Libertines, etc., and Jedward are kind of right at the opposite end of the kind of pop culture. When did you see them on like X Factor and think to yourself, I really like them? What happened?
I really don't know. I was watching the X Factor and they came. I just loved it. I love their energy and just the way they are, you know. And obviously now I like their music as well, and people don't take them very seriously, but they write all their own songs now, and like John plays guitar, and like they film all their own videos. Edward edits all the videos, and they're more talented than people realise. People won't give them a chance because of the X Factor thing, you know. But they've moved on a lot since that. You know, I can't talk properly today.
But they're in America. They've done quite well over America. Have they broken America yet? Do people aware of who they are?
So it's really hard to break America, though, isn't it? I think they probably could. Do you know what I mean? If like they're in the right, you know, doing the right thing in the right places, but you know. People should check them out, you know. Like they've got, they've had 4 singles they've put out, which are, I played you one in here, didn't I, Michelle? And you was pretty surprised.
Yeah. They are very, very, very handsome looking guys. Have you not seen anything?
Yeah, they're all right.
They are very, very handsome because they've done lots of modelling for some of the big shows over in America, and designers rather.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're pretty nice looking, I must say.
Tell us about the Sanders. So I know we don't want to talk on too much about Jedward, because it is about you, and we will come back after the news as well.
Exactly. It's not about Jedward.
But there'll be loads of thousands of fans of Jedward listening in today.
They will be.
Because they follow Lee as well. So if you... what is it like when you turn up, well, you know... It's not just about liking somebody on TV, it's crazy, it's following them, it's not even like that, it's like a cult, to be honest.
I mean it's just like a big Jed community of people that we just literally follow them everywhere. I mean, at the start of the year, Heather was there, we literally like took flights with them. They did like airport tours, and we literally were on planes. I mean, we flew to Spain, Germany. One day, I think we went on four flights, didn't we? And we were literally flying from Dublin to Manchester.
And they just sat at the front, and you're sort of like just walking just, by?
Yeah. I mean, they sat at the front. Me and Heather were drunk at the back, singing and shouting as they tried to ignore us in the aisles. I mean, it is like a big community of people, and you get to meet so many people. And I mean, they're fans. People think, oh, Jedward fans, they're just like teenage girls, but they're not. No. I mean, they go up to all ages and, you know, all professions. I mean, there's doctors, there's psychiatrists, there's PAs, you know, you name it. They're in the Jedward fandom. It's hard to believe, but, you know.
And how many would you say there are you? Is there thousands upon thousands? Because looking at the pictures...
I honestly don't know.
There's different airports and different...
I mean, they've got fans all over, you know. It'd be hard to say how many... I mean, how many do you reckon there are in the UK?
Must be a good couple of thousands.
Yeah. About 10. No, I'm joking.
Only the ones that count, which is both of you, Heather and
yourself.
There's
just me and Heather, to be honest.
We have to say
Melissa
as well.
We are the important fact. We've been there since 2009.
Yeah.
Unappreciated.
I'm sure they do. If they're listening in today, like, you know.
We're not really fans anymore. I mean, I try to be a fan, but I think they look at me more as a friend now. Do you know what I mean? Don't they? So. Yeah. I just want to be a fan, but it gets sort of embarrassing as you've been there for a few years. Do you know what I mean? Because you get to know them and stuff. You can't really sort of scream as they walk out, then, can you? It'd be a bit awkward. Like,
There they are. Well, I don't know. I might give it a try.